From the NBC newsroom in Washington, right now the Third Fleet is carrying out plans to occupy Japan according to schedule. Earlier today, General MacArthur announced that occupation plans would be delayed 48 hours because of bad weather. Tonight, however, he announces that the Third Fleet, made up of more than 380 warships, is heading for Sagami Bay on the route to Tokyo. NBC correspondent Merrill Muller reports from Manila the technical factors may have influenced the decision to send the Third Fleet into Sagami Bay now. He says troops probably won't land in Japan until Thursday. This would be consistent with the 48-hour delay announced earlier today. The Japanese say that still another typhoon is headed for the Tokyo area. This may have prompted the fleet to seek haven in Sagami Bay. The Japanese homeland has continued its preparations for the occupation with a special broadcast by the Emperor. He has asked the Japanese armed forces to mobilize as quickly as possible so they can start the task of reconstructing Japan. In South America tonight, diplomatic circles are speculating about the relations between the United States and Argentina. They point out that since no replacement has been named for Ambassador Sproul Braten, it may be that the United States will not send another ambassador to Argentina. Today, Braten was made Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs after the resignation of Nelson Rockefeller. Here in Washington, economic stabilizer William H. Davis says all government-seized plants can't be turned back to their private owners immediately, but that it will be done as soon as possible. Washington business representatives were pleased and a little surprised today when the president ordered the speedy return of the plants to their original owners. The executive order does not apply to the Illinois Central Railroad, which was taken over by the government at midnight Thursday. Civil Service Commissioner Fleming says tonight that the government will try to take back its 650,000 employees who left permanent jobs to enter the armed forces. Mr. Fleming says the veterans must apply for reinstatement within 90 days after being released from the Army or within 90 days after being hospitalized. And those veterans may be reaching civilian life at a more rapid rate in the very near future. Major General Stephen Henry, the Army's Assistant Chief of Staff, says the point discharge score will be lowered just as soon as we're sure the Japanese intend to live up to the surrender terms. General Henry also says that all men with as many as 85 discharge points will be out of the Army by November. Those with considerably fewer points, he says, may expect to be sent overseas for occupational duty. And while those occupation plans are proceeding, Navy men are working out their plans for the post-war security of America. Over NBC's roundtable discussion tonight on our post-war naval policy, Admiral R.S. Edwards said that in his opinion, America should control the Western Atlantic and the entire Pacific Ocean. Admiral Edwards is the Deputy Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Fleet. He went on to say that control of the Pacific should be attained only if we use the islands which formerly gave Japan domination of the Pacific. Earlier today, the commander of the Fifth Fleet, Admiral Spruance, told newsmen that it might not be wise for us to keep Okinawa. He says it might become a political sore spot with Japan. Navy officials in Washington point out that these two views are not necessarily opposed because details of our post-war occupation program are yet to be worked out. And tonight, Representative Brooks of Louisiana says the Army has told him that 7,000 doctors will be released from the Army in the next 9 months. However, the Army indicates that it will be a while before doctors can be discharged at a rate equal to other officers because the sick and wounded remain long after the battle. The government has taken steps to remove the crowded conditions from bus and streetcar lines, but the change will be gradual. Controls have been lifted from the operation of city transit lines, but there won't be more room on streetcars until the companies can build up supplies of equipment and obtain more workers. That's the news from the NBC newsroom in Washington. Walter Rainey speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.